Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live here from Bowie, Maryland. I played the whole song tonight because I got a lot of bad habits. Yes, I do. And one of my biggest is I just forget things and don't think about what I'm doing. And, well, I got to tell you about what happened to me last night. First of all, I thought that I would be here talking about Chris Hayes' book talk at Politics and Prose in Washington, D.C. last night. Because I was going to go and attend. I thought about attending. I thought about not attending. But anyway, I went. I got downtown. The night started off great. I mean, I got downtown much quicker than I thought I was going to. Hey, guest 10129, come on back. Anyway, I got downtown a whole lot faster than I thought I was going to. Got a decent parking space, really, maybe half a block from Politics and Prose. I went in. I got there early enough. I got a seat in the third row. I was waiting for the Bays. The Bays was coming in from the Plains, Virginia. I hadn't seen my friend for quite a while, and so I was looking forward to it. And I was looking forward to seeing Chris Hayes. You know, I've been watching Uppers with Chris Hayes every week since it came on. And I have been tweeting up a storm. No question about that. Just tweeting up a storm. And I started to recognize N. Constantine. Remember, if you want to reach me on Blog Talk Radio, I guess you should call Norm at night. If you want to reach me on Twitter, you can reach me at N. Constantine, because that's my Twitter handle. I guess I should have created a Norm at Night handle, but I don't know. That may have helped me in my job search, because I've said a lot of things. I don't regret any of them, but I think some of them are coming back to bite me in the ass. Oh, that coffee tastes good, even though, my God, it was hot in Washington, D.C. area today. And tomorrow, holy cow, if you're in some protected class about with lung disease or so, you're supposed to wear masks tomorrow and not go out between 12 and 4. The air quality is just horrible. There's some index where when it gets over 95, it's dangerous. It's going to be 105 tomorrow. The temperature is going to be in the upper 90s. The humidity is going to be way up there. First day of summer, maybe it's the second. I don't know the 20th is the first. It's just going to be hot as a witch's tit. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Everybody shows. But you can come to Norm at Night, and you can check into the whatchamajigger. You can check into the chat room if you want to keep the chat down. You know, I'm just hoping that I might get a caller from Argentina and Chile. My friend has gone as a chaperone on a St. Albans class trip to Argentina. Well, actually, they're in Chile now, and they'll be in Argentina next week, the chorale group, a singing group. And he's blogging it, and he's actually doing a pretty good job. I just don't know if they will. Hey, 10381, welcome to the Norm at Night Show. But anyway, if you're listening by some chance down in, I don't know if they're in Santiago tonight or if they've actually gone to Argentina, but if you're listening, give the Norm at Night Show a tweet or a Skype. Remember, if you want to Skype me, and I keep my Skype box open, you can reach me at N. Constantine. And the number here, if you want to call in, is 347-945-6713. I'll be glad to have you on with Norm, and you can pretty much talk to me about anything that you want. So I'm going to spend the next, oh, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes telling you about what happens when somebody steals your cell phone. And it's big business. I've actually discovered that there are cell phone pimps that have crews that simply go out and steal all the phones that they can find. It's big business. And I feel kind of like a goof. But anyway, that's the story so far. I am in the chat room. There's a couple of people in there. You might want to come into the chat room. Remember, it's blogtalkradio.com/normatnight, and somehow you come to the chat room. But anyway, so I get down to politics and prose. It's just pretty super liberal. I used to be a hippie bookstore on Connecticut Avenue. It's in the 5,000 block. It's just after you cross into the district from Chevy Chase Circle. It's about a mile and a quarter from the Cleveland Park Library. But Chris Hayes was really pretty interesting. He looks like somebody who went to Brown. He really does. I didn't realize he went to Brown until at the show last night. He got there just pretty much right on time. I'd had a little Twitter conversation with him because I was trying to back channel the the whole proceeding. And I managed to get a seat up close in the third row. And so I was pretty happy about that. And very, very, very crowded. But then I started to notice something that was going to have a great effect on the further activities of the night. And my cell phone, I forgot to charge the damn thing, or I didn't have the charger pushed all the way in on the way downtown. I don't know what happened. But I didn't have very much juice, and so my phone was dying, and so my back channel didn't go so well. But can't escape that. You got to charge the damn thing up. Speaking of which, however, in several parking garages that I've been in, they're starting to put charging stations in for the Nissan Leaf and for the Chevy Volt. I thought that was a pretty cool deal. But we'll see what happens with that. I mean, what do you think? Where do you see charging stations? If you got something you want to call in and say something about that, 347-945-6713. Or you want to call in and say that it's just stupid liberal bullshit, why, please call in, 347-945-6713. I'd love to throw the issues around with you in the poop. Well, anyway, so I had some fun with Chris Hayes, you know, talking about what's happened to American elites, why is the meritocracy not worth? I had a single word answer for him, Harvard. It's a side issue, but all these Harvard business guys, these Harvard social scientists, and when I say Harvard, I'm talking the whole Ivy League. You know, these guys, they keep wrecking things. They bring us up to the big disaster in 2008, and then who do we turn to? Who do we elect? Another Harvard guy. Oh, yeah, he's the first African-American president. Yes, he is. No doubt about that. But he's also a Harvard guy. And he touts his Harvardism a whole lot more than his African-Americanism. And his Harvardism has a whole lot more disaster on the... Hayes' book is really pretty interesting. If you want to buy one, I got two, and I don't want to go into how that happened. But I wanted one for him to sign, and I wanted one for him to scribble in, and so I wasn't going to go down. I wasn't going to go down to the book signing if my book didn't arrive from Amazon, and I shouldn't have. Because it didn't arrive, and I bought one for him to sign. I don't know. But he gave a good talk. The questions were actually pretty reasonable. My friend Bays showed up, and then we went downstairs, had a coffee in the coffee bar, and I made my usual, two coffees was $6. And I said, they should just put some bookshelves up in 7-Eleven and it'd be just like Politics and Prose, except the coffee wouldn't cost $6.50. And that got a chuckle from some people, not quite the people behind the counter, but, that's just another, the cost of damn coffee. It's just out of the question. And let's get that other thing straight. I do not have a job yet, though I keep faithfully sending out resumes. The sun has set on Norm at night, apparently. Well, we'll see what happens. I just keep trying. And hopefully everything will work out. I hope you can hear me. Somebody in the chat room, if you can, I hope you're listening to me. And it's 103.81. If you can hear me, say something. 101.29. Apparently, you're gone. Somebody give me a call. I don't want to go on and on talking about myself. Well, anyway, then Bays, and my friend Tom Bazar, he's the director of theater at the Wakefield School in the Plains, Virginia, the place of my last job. That's where I met the Bays. He's still working. I'm still looking. And everything, that's a song. He's still working. And I'm still looking. And so we decide that we'll go down to Nanny O'Brien's because, they've got Harp on Draft, and there aren't many places that have Harp on Draft. I love that Golden Irish beer. I just love it. And it's a little bit smoother on draft than it is in the bottle. In the bottle, it's got a little bite in the back of your throat, and sometimes that's not so good. If you're a Harp drinker, call me up, 347-945-6713. But anyway, so we decided we're going to go down to Nanny's, have a beer. My car was closer than his. And so we decide we'll drive. And plus, I wanted to go in my car so I could throw my cell phone into the charger for, even 5 minutes that it would take to get down the street and park and all that. So I plugged the phone in the charger. Yeah, where this story's going. So I plug the phone in the charger and I get farther down the street. Hey, 10872, welcome to Norman Knight. Why don't you give us a call? We got a second guest here. Give us a call, 347-945-6713. If anybody's here from South America or the trip to South America, by all means, give us a call, 347-945-6713. What I should have done is made a comment on the blog to the blogger, who is a friend of mine, and maybe we could have had somebody connect up or Skype up. We could have had a Skype conversation. I don't know. But anyway, welcome, 10872. You're a guest on the Norman Knight Show. So we got out of the car, and I got out, and I started to walk away in there. Oh, I left the phone. I said, oh, I'll just leave the phone in there to charge. So we go down to Nanny's, and believe it or not, the session night every Monday is still going on. There was some great Irish musicians there, and I enjoyed listening to it. It was fun. It was nice. And I had, I had a few harps. I wasn't drunk by any means, but I did have more than one. And we stayed there about midnight. So, all right, let's go. Let's go down to the car. And I'm still, it's a great night so far. And was it about to turn? Oh, my God. It was like the sun when it dips below the horizon. It's twilight, dark. You know, you ever been out in the woods? You know, all of a sudden it's daylight, then it's night. And so that's what was about to happen to my evening, my next day. We just tie so much up in these little cellular devices. They rule us. It's unbelievable. And yes, even after everything that happened with me, I still think it's BYOD, Universal Wireless Unfiltered Access, and everything in the cloud. And education changes. Learning changes. We just have to have the balls to do it. Nothing has to be invented. We just need to do it. If you don't like balls, how about pillions or stones? There's a tweeter out there, Cleo the Leo. Didn't like it when I said that President Obama sometimes shows a lack of stones. You don't have to be brave to kill people. Let's just get that clear right now. Doesn't mean you're a coward if you do, but you don't have to be brave to kill people. It's not a hard decision to sit in an Oval Office and check names off on a list for a drone to fire a missile at. In fact, to me, that's more reason to vote not to vote for him than to vote for him. The problem is, you don't vote for him, it's like voting for the other guy, and that should just be an impossibility. I should start getting my immigration papers in order, because I got to go to Canada. Unbelievable. Mitt Romney is president of the United States. We've survived some bad ones, but I don't know if we'd survive this one. What a scary guy he is. Well, we're just about halfway through the Norman Knight Show. But anyway, So we walk up Macomb Street, Macomb, fancy residential street, not far from the Connecticut Street Zoo, about a block away. Well, the bridge over Rock Creek is between Macomb Street and the Connecticut Street Zoo. Well, I walk up the street, get there. The vase says, "Boge, Boge, somebody smashed your window." Sure enough, somebody walked by the car. They saw my cell phone charging in the charger, smashed the window, ripped the charger and the cell phone right out, and just, well, disappeared. That starts off just an incredible series of events that no one should have to go through. And I don't know what it's going to do, but I have to somehow simplify my digital life. Because essentially, I called the police. The D.C. police responded almost instantly. Of course, I was in Northwest. If I was in Southeast, I might still be waiting. Unless I'm around a baseball stadium. Or is that Northeast? I don't know. I get my things mixed up. All I know is if you want action in D.C., it said that you better be somewhere around Northwest. Cleveland Park. Hey, the Colts coming in. Hey, Colts, how are you?
Oh, not bad. How's it going?
Not too bad. I'm about to relate the horror of having your cell phone stolen.
Oh, okay. I kind of thought that's what you were leading up to.
Man. Yeah, but sure enough, my cell phone, there it is, gone. It was really interesting. Just how things have changed. He was very efficient. I have no complaints about him, except his arms were covered with ink.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
So did they, break into your car and...
Smash the window, glass everywhere.
Ah, shoot, yeah.
You know, I didn't mean to leave the phone in the car, but I did. And I went down Politics and Prose and went to hear a book signing or a book talk from Chris Hayes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sorry to hear that.
Snarly left-wing harassment of this yuppie, and he is a yuppie. He admitted it was really kind of interesting. That would have been a great night, except the phone was stolen.
Yeah.
So now I get home. Now I have to start changing passwords.
Right.
Email, bank accounts, not that I had it in my phone, but I didn't know what information you could get from what I had in my phone.
Yeah, sure.
So for about 3 hours last night, I'm doing all this stuff. Then, plus I'm thinking, oh, please don't rain, because the car is sitting out in the driveway with no window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, if somebody smashes your window, make sure you pull as much of the glass out of the window frame as you can before you get the car up to speed. The first bump you hit, the glass starts flying around the car.
Oh, shoot, yeah.
That way you go 65 miles an hour on the beltway.
Yeah, well, trying to think how many times I've had a car broken into. I'd say, let me think, at least 4 or 5 times.
Oh, yeah, well, this car was stolen. I mean, the car was stolen once completely.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I recall that. Yeah.
Yeah. like a timeline of the Obama presidency. But anyway, so now the insurance company, and, you know, and I'm trying to call Verizon, I'm trying to turn the phone line off. Actually, I managed to do that.
Oh, that's good.
Without talking to a person. So that was good. My daughter Margaret helped me. She was all worried they were going to come and get us because they had all my information.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they have my information. Oh, just shut up. But anyway, then I slept for a couple hours. So then I'm back up with the insurance company, with the phone insurance company. And it really is pretty amazing. I have a new phone at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Delivered to my house.
Man. That's pretty cool. I never heard of phone insurance before, but I guess it does make sense.
Well, you know what? They really charge a fortune for it. And, you know, if I'd have had my phone a few more months, insurance wouldn't have been worth it. But because it's a brand new phone, I haven't even had it 60 days yet. You know, so I'd only paid the insurance premium once. You know, it's $70 a year.
Yeah.
And you forget about it, and you leave it there, and they make a fortune.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hey, if any of you out there have ever used your phone insurance, you know, give us a call, 347-945-6713. Well, anyway, so then I get the insurance company, take care of all that. The next thing I know, Safe Light Glass is in my driveway fixing my window.
Oh, gee.
Oh, so the window, it was by 2 o'clock, the window's fixed. Tomorrow by noon, I'll be back to normal.
Yeah.
But now, every time I can't open my, I got to type my passwords in for a while on my emails so I remember them. My bank account has a new password. Everybody's got a new password. Which I suppose is a good thing, but still, what a nightmare they put me through. Then, the Safe Point guy tells me, yeah, he doesn't get many calls out here in Bowie. Usually, he does all his work in Northwest D.C. I said, well, what do you know? That's where this happened last night.
You know what happened in my area some years ago?
No.
We had an extensive network of neighborhood watch groups.
Oh, boy.
And so what was happening is people were calling in all the time saying, I see suspicious people, I see this, I see that, whatever. And it amounted to many more arrests in the area than would normally have happened. But what the problem was, we became listed as a high crime area. So it totally backfired. Everybody's auto insurance went up. That was ridiculous.
I didn't think about that. Did it result in more police patrols?
Well, at that time, the mayor lives, or the mayor at that time only lives like 3 blocks from me.
Oh, so you had plenty of them.
Oh, yeah, we had no shortage of police, you know. But it was just the frequency of the phone calls. And that was enough to where the insurance companies took notice. And we were up in the highest group. I mean, with the, you know, the real high crime areas, right, you know.
Hey, if anybody's listening down in Argentina or Chile to the show, you know, fire up your Skype and give us a call.
Hmm. What's going on in Argentina?
Oh, some friend of mine, she was chaperoning a kids' choral group from St. Albans School. They went on a trip to Argentina and Chile. So if you got to go in the summer, because that's when they're in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they just started their school year.
Mm.
Just as ours ends.
Because
it's winter down there.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're up in the 80s, the high temperature's 40.
Mm.
You know, and then Santiago now, the temperature is 40 degrees.
Oh, well.
You know, it is winter.
Yeah, well, yeah, Argentina's unfortunately going the way of socialism again. I hope it stops.
There's nothing matter with that.
Mm. Yeah, well, there is when you start taking over private companies.
No, there isn't.
Yes, it. You know what's going to happen in Argentina? Nobody will loan them a dime from now on. Nobody will invest in their country. They'll just hang themselves. You can go socialist, but face it, the rest of the world is not socialist. So, and especially the way they did it, you know, with YPF.
Half the population of, you know, wait a minute, I'm going to stop this nonsense right now.
What's
half the population of the world is not just socialist, it's communist.
Oh, well, let's see. What's the dominant economic system in Russia?
The Russians are.
How about China?
China, millions, billions of people. The People's Republic of China.
Republic.
Oh.
Republic.
Wait a minute, I gotta find something that I wanna read.
You can call these countries socialist or communist or whatever, but let's face it, how do they make their money? They aren't making it through communism, that's for sure.
I absolutely dispute that.
Oh, right. I know. All those little rice-picking farmers are making all the money for keep the country running, sure.
Who to borrow from? Okay. I'm just reading. Quote, this country does, in fact, have a serious deficit problem.
Which
but
country?
The reality is that the deficit was caused by two wars unpaid for.
Oh, you're reading Bernie Sanders.
It was caused by two tax breaks for the wealthiest people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
It was caused by a recession as a result of the greed, recklessness, and illegal behavior on Wall Street. And if those are the causes of the deficit, I will be damned if we're going to balance the budget on the backs of the elderly, the sick, the children, and the poor. That's simply wrong, Senator Bernie Sanders.
I know.
Senate Budget Committee.
And then
they call him an independent because they don't want to. He's a socialist. He runs as a socialist.
Is he a member of a socialist party?
He runs on their line in the election.
So he's a self-declared socialist.
He's a socialist.
I mean, he doesn't He doesn't go down to Cuba and help with the sugar crop, right?
No, nobody does that.
Yeah, well, they used to do that. So, yeah, well, he's a...
Now we can't have sugar. It's poison.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's funny. McDonald's wants to open up one of their mega restaurants in an area of town called Oak Park. It's, you know, depressed area. And all of the, there's a whole, it's one of these areas that's being gentrified. You know, you've got a lot of liberal types moving in and, you know, remodeling the old houses and what have you. But they only want healthy food in Oak Park. So they're trying to ban the McDonald's from opening there. So here we go again. Now, L.A. has done this quite a bit, you know. But now we got it happening up here, too.
Well, you know, I say just, I don't understand how anybody can go to McDonald's.
Yeah, well, I don't go there. But on the other hand, you know,
I mean, how your stomach feels after you eat, it's like you got a bowling ball in your
stomach.
But, you
know, but here's the deal. If I were open up a soul food restaurant or a Greasy Spoon Mexican where I cook everything in lard, nobody would say anything. And that food is about the least healthy you could possibly eat.
Oh, but it's so good.
Well, I know it's so good, but people think those fries are so good.
Remember those nights at Louie's?
Well, yeah. I mean, that food was definitely not high on the nutrition chart, but but it worked.
But it was so good.
So, you know, I just,
give it two all the way, Lou.
Oh.
I'll have a plate full.
Oh, I know.
Got a plate?
You get a plate with three dogs and some curly fries on the side. Oh, baby, that was good.
Especially about 4 in the morning.
Ah, one of my neighbor's cars is going off. Come on, asshole.
Get out of the way.
There it's off. Yeah. It's funny. Almost all night long, you hear alarms.
I promised one of my college friends that I'd read the Bernie. That was for you, Jan Nuto, if you're listening out there in California.
But that thing's been floating around for ages.
Well, so? Christian left, trying to get it to go viral.
Oh, is that the Christian left? Oh, I didn't know about the Christian part of it.
The nuns on the bus.
Yeah, well, it's a nice, I see him on TV at least once or twice a week, you know, as a guest speaker and all that. But
well, my favorite is when he's on Al Sharpton and he tries so hard to be nice to Sharpton.
That's not easy to do.
No, it isn't.
Well, my favorite moment with him was when he switched affiliation, because he had been a Republican.
Al Sharpton?
No, Bernie Sanders. Don't you remember when he did that?
You know, now that you're talking about it, I am remembering it, but I didn't
realize
he was a Republican.
Oh, it was a classic moment because he switched. He became an independent, and then he decided to caucus with the Democrats. And that cost the Republicans the majority in the Senate.
He was a socialist.
And then, remember when Cheney dropped the F-bomb on him right in the middle of the Senate?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a classic. I mean, that was just great. I mean, you know. So, yeah, so then it, you know, they didn't have the majority and they weren't able to do all of the, you know, it cost them 2 years where they would have been dominant and would have been able to just push their agenda right on through.
I do remember when that, you know, I do remember that.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to kill Mubarak, not let the Muslim Brotherhood guy win the election.
Oh, I read somewhere that he was dead already. I think so.
I'm looking here in the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt news agency said Mubarak is dead.
Yep.
Right. But lawyer denies report.
Oh, okay. So they're still moving his arm around so he can wave to the crowd.
I know, but he's in prison.
Yeah, well.
Egypt's presidential candidates both declare victory.
Mm. Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, you know where our votes are. We're with the military.
Well, not me.
Well, Hillary. Obama.
You know, I don't like the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood won, but if they did, they're the winner.
Yeah, of course.
You can't be democratic and only like democracy when your side wins, though that's who everybody seems to be.
Well, that's more or less, how our foreign policy is determined.
Hezbollah wins. Oh, I got into an argument last night with, with Chris Hayes. You know, he's this, that the, whatchamajigger, Afghanistan war is the longest in U.S. history. It's not. It's not. The longest is period of constant warfare for the United States is from 1898 to 1913.
Oh.
The Spanish-American War,
yeah.
which led to the conquest of the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outbreak of a guerrilla war, which lasted in one form or another until 1913.
That's right. There were there was a large Muslim population in the South, I think.
Absolutely.
And they had to, wipe them out, or they felt
yes,
the need to
did.
Wipe them out.
And they wiped one group of them out and declared the war over, but then another group started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And they killed the last 500 of them. General Pershing was the commander.
Yeah, yeah. I seem to remember.
And they sent them to Mexico to kill Mexicans.
Yeah. Well, I can see. I mean, you know, let's face it.
And you could argue that the insurrections in Cuba went on all the way to 1957.
Yeah, but that's really stretching it. <You know.
laughs> Why? That's when they threw out Batista.
Well, I guess, but, you know, we had already established a new government. It was, and then the new rebels that came in were totally different, you know.
I don't know.
I mean, we weren't actively fighting Spain at that point.
No, but we were fighting the people who wanted to be free.
Yeah.
First from Spain and then from us.
Uh-huh.
But I guess that wasn't a war.
Yeah, yeah. There are wars, there are insurrections, there are, you know, whatever you want to call it.
But you know what? I forgot. We have been killing Muslims for a century.
Yeah. Yeah, if you count the Philippines, certainly.
For a century.
Yeah. Well, do we want to count Tripoli?
Well, two centuries.
You want to throw that in, you know, what the hell?
You know what?
Hmm.
That's pretty amazing. I'm going to have to tweet something about that and see what kind of screaming protest it drills up.
Yeah.
We've been fighting Muslims for our whole history.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A Marine Tim couldn't exist without Muslims.
Well, I mean, the West, you know, damn near came close to being taken over.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks about that they were all the way up to Vienna.
Mm-hmm. And
all the way, they conquered Spain.
Yeah, yeah. Only the French pushed them back. So they made it to France, too.
They came up the Italian peninsula.
Mm.
But then the Spanish came over and whacked them.
Yeah.
They're still in Bosnia.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. I never quite thought about it in those terms before.
Yeah, so the conflict has been there since, since day one.
We've sure been fighting them.
As soon as Jerusalem became a holy city for them, then that was the end of that.
Well, hey, everybody out there, Jimmy, what do you think about that? Discovery by the voices of Norman Nice. We've been killing Muslims since the halls of Montezuma and the shores of Tripoli.
Yes, we will fight our country. I've seen enough John Wayne movies. I got that song memorized.
Right, and then you put that together with Onward Christian Soldiers, and who knows where we end up.
Yeah, yeah, well. Well,
soldier in Christ's army. Oh, I can remember singing that in elementary school.
Yeah. Interesting how religion gets involved in almost every war, whether it was the cause or not. Yeah.
Right. You can even say the Nazis was a reversion to paganism.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know. Well, I think you have to give the soldiers something, you know, like, a life after death, you know, or something, you know, hey, you can do this, it's okay. Yeah. I was watching, what was it again, Kingdom of Heaven, about the Crusade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there's a great scene where all the volunteers and crusaders are loading onto the boats, and there's an Italian padre there blessing the troops as they leave, and one of his great lines, it is no sin to kill the infidel.
Well, you know, what are we going to do? You know, 10% of the population of Egypt is Christian.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what are we going to do when the Brotherhood starts killing them?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're awful worried about it.
Yeah, well, you've got if you know anything about, you know, the history there, the Muslim Brotherhood is, that's the, you know, that's like the founding group. That's the godfather of all the stuff you see going on right now.
Absolutely. And there's that great series of videos about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the neocons came from.
Hmm. The neocons?
Yes, reacting to those guys.
Oh,
right,
okay. Yeah, that was, the particular group, you know, the, mostly the Jewish members, they saw that as an incredible threat to Israel, and they were pretty fired up, and still are. But, you know, look at our foreign policy. It has not diverted, not an inch from where George Bush was. You know, I mean, he was a tool anyway, but, you know. But you see how all of those people were hired. I mean, they, you know, the Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld and Cheney and, there's a whole list of them. But,
right. No, I absolutely agree. And they just exchanged the positions.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, you know, even if they're not there, I mean, not in those offices right now, it hasn't made a damn bit of difference. And I'm sorry, the Clintons are pretty damn close to Neocon, in my opinion.
Well, the Clintons have had their moments, that's for sure.
Because during Bill's administration, Madeleine Albright wanted to do the same thing, start a war with Iraq. No question.
With Iraq?
Yeah. She wanted us to fly some of our spy planes really low to make sure that the Iraqis could shoot them down.
Ouch.
And we're just fortunate that we had some decent generals around at that time and told her, said, oh, yeah, we can fly those planes low so the Iraqis can knock them down. As soon as we teach your fat ass how to fly.
Put your sons in them.
Yeah, right, right. You think I'm going to send my pilots to sure death? Come on. And apparently, you know, when this particular meeting took place, she was very embarrassed, and she goes, oh, I just knew I shouldn't have asked that question. That's right.
Hey, how about Barack and Vladimir?
Yeah, kind of tense there, huh?
Yeah, it was.
And
Barack, he does that shoulder pad he does with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Putin looked at him and said, get your hands off me.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Look on his face.
Yeah. Well, at least it wasn't like Bush trying to give a back rub or something.
Putin is an interesting character.
Yeah, he is. You know. Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, this whole thing was serious. Like, you know. I mean, we're hands off, more or less. But you know, one thing's going to happen, whether Putin likes it or not. If he starts putting all these helicopters in Syria, guess where the Stinger missiles are going to go?
Yeah, but I don't think
look
it's easy.
Just like Afghanistan.
Maybe. What'd you think about Walenda?
Oh, that was cool. Yeah, I don't know how you prepare for that psychologically. Physically, I understand the guy.
I don't know why anybody cares about it.
Well, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know why I couldn't take my eyes off it.
Yeah, well, it's like people watching Evel Knievel do all these crazy things, you know.
Well, to me, the most amazing part was that he had to go uphill.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty amazing. But I'm just about out of time here. I wanted to close the show with Walenda. Thanks for calling. Well, it's always a pleasure. Lots of people listen to us.
That's good.
You know, we had 200 listens this past week.
Okay.
So I'm happy with that. And if any money ever starts coming in, I'll send some your way.
Okay. Well, I wish you luck with... Well, you already got your car and your phone fixed, so...
Now I got to do is find a job.
Oh, that. Yeah, well, you know.
All right. Norman Knight is out of here. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
If it's Tuesday, it's Norm at Night.
Take care, man. Good night.
Bye-bye.